You will now hear an
electronically generated noise.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Barry, Nick, till 4, The Usual Suspects. Had some fun today. Not a whole lot of sports, but just enough. Sprinkled and... funny that we mentioned
sprinkled. Like 50-50, right? The first hour wasn't sports, and the second hour was
some
Rockets and basketball and sitting players that whole
hour.
I wouldn't
say 50-50. I'd probably say like 60-40, 70-30.
I'm with you, Nick.
No, you guys...
but it doesn't matter.
You guys are wrong.
Look, it's whatever the people...
are we going to do the math?
Yeah.
Let's do the math.
Let's
no,
do
I don't
it.
Want to do any math.
First four... well, that's because you're stuffing your fat face.
But, yeah, with some good wings. Stuff, by the way.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Why?
Because I love Wingstop.
I thought of you guys first. I said, hey, give it to the guys inside the studio first.
Like, we literally go from giving away a gift card to one of my favorite places to they actually bring food.
To the Wingstop wing experts.
From one of my favorite places. And yeah. I'm so pissed that
neither one of us can eat it.
No. And did you know they're sponsoring the ESPN 97.5 Bracket Challenge? Did you know Wingstop was sponsoring
that?
Didn't
I know that.
I didn't either. Look at that. Good for them. Dude, they got... what flavors are you having?
I don't know. I have one barbecue, one hot, and I think one is the Parmesan you're talking about.
Yes. That's my joint right there. You get the strips. Yeah, that's my jam. You get the strips, the garlic Parmesan strips. And then I get a big basket of fries. Because they're fries, dude. I don't know what they put, on, like seasoning-wise, what they put on those fries. But it's got like this almost, it's almost like sugars in there. Because it's got this kind of hint of
sweet.
So that's
like when they do that sweet and salty thing?
Oh, it's so good.
Huh.
It's orgasmic, I'm not going to lie.
It sounded like that when you were oogling over the smell of them during
I know,
the
when I initially
break.
Told him there was wings coming in, like, coming into the studio, he was like looking at me like with anger.
I got that resting bitch face because I can't have any because I'm on a diet. But apparently they got a new flavor called Brazilian citrus pepper. Did you get any of those?
Did they
bring those?
So.
What'd you get? Do you know what you got?
I think I got one, like I said, like a barbecue, hot, and Parmesan. Those
okay.
are the three types
okay.
I got.
So you, okay. I think they have 12 total flavors, and most of them are pretty legit. I wish I could...
partake?
Dude, there's nothing more... nothing makes me happier than Saturday night, UFC, about 30 minutes before...
I call
Wingstop. And I get my 10 strips, garlic Parmesan, basket of fries. My wife loves to get the bread, the rolls with the side of cheese. And then we just sit there and eat and get fat. I just those days.
But Nick, you can't just have four. That's my point. Like
oh, that's
I was
so
saying
sad.
To Barry, when Lisa and I do cheat night, it's normally either Saturday night because she doesn't have to go on the air Sunday, so she doesn't have to feel. I mean, on Monday, if we used to do Sundays. Now we do Saturdays. But you can't just have four. Like I said, if it's cheat night and I'm going to Raising Cane's, I'm getting a bucket.
Well,
if
I had four or five
if it's cheat
wings.
Night and I go to Wingstop, I'm loading up.
Yeah, and then one of the little chicken tenders. It's not too bad. I'm not going to I don't want to stuff myself while I'm on the air. But yeah, I mean, they're good. They're good wings.
Confirmed on Twitter, Wingstop fries has sugar and salt
there you
on
go.
The fries.
Yeah. They put sugar on it?
Yeah.
That's different.
Oh, bro, it's so good. Somebody wanted to know when we were doing the giveaway, is it supposed to hang up on you automatically? I think that's up to the intern. Sometimes they'll say you're caller number one and then hang up. Sometimes they just click the button and hang up.
Well,
right?
What happened there is
because like the sound of your voice gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean it was five callers and we just got five
boom, boom,
callers
boom, boom, boom.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, okay.
And then once that happens, we
just hang up on everybody else.
Yeah, we don't hang up on people. We just block the rest of the. Oh, I guess we kind of do hang up on the ones that are on the line. Yeah.
And I just want to give a shout out to Mandy for the text. She sent me a what appears to be a recipe. I'm not going to say for what
special sauce,
but shout out to Mandy. Much one love. I'll say. Hey Barry, at our college football tailgate in Beaumont, we get a 200 strip tailgate pack with a big pan of fries from Cane's. Talk about fat boy status. That's Chris in Beaumont. I need to come hang out with you. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, yesterday, it was Steph Curry McFlurry on Twitter. That's his Twitter name.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Steph Curry McFlurry brought this guy to my attention, and I could not stop giggling like a child about this. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to ruin this by rushing it. So I know we're going to talk Chuck Tingle, but we got to go to break, unfortunately.
Save the special sauce, Barry. We'll get back to it in a second.
Yes.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, and Joel till 4 before we turn it over to Fred AJ and the Blitz. And we wanted to have enough time. Barry has been a big fan since he's been a small child of this author.
Oh, that would be weird.
And the children's books.
That would be weird.
And it came to our attention, thanks to a loyal listener, that it needs to be talked about and pointed out.
Yeah, well, apparently, so when I said Steph Curry McFlurry on Twitter sent it, somebody texted the show was like, oh, that's a Riff Raff song. All right. I don't need to know that. Riff Raff won't be making any of my top 10 lists anytime soon, unless it's top 10 worst white rappers. Then he can make that list. I feel like I judged him there a little harshly. My bad.
Yeah, you kind of went from a butter knife to a Ginsu in a hurry.
Kind of let loose there for no reason.
But you immediately caught yourself, so yeah, it's all good.
It's all right.
After it was all out.
So, moving on, Steph Curry McFlurry. Chuck Tingle is this author who... I had to look him up because he's so the dude sends me a name of his book, and the title of the book that he sends me is Donald Trump Pounded in the Butt by His Fabricated Wiretapping Scandal Made Up to Redirect Focus Away from His Seemingly Endless Unethical Connections to Russia. That's the name of a book that was released on March 4th.
Not a children's book. This is just a book.
There's others. There's so I looked this guy up because I'm like, what the hell kind of title for a book is that? So I go to Chuck Tingle's wiki page, and this is what it says. Dr. Chuck Tingle is a pseudo-anonymous author of gay niche erotica. He self-publishes his works through Amazon, primarily as ebooks, but also as paperbacks and audiobooks narrated by Sam Rand. Tingle began his career by writing dinosaur erotica. I didn't even know that was a genre.
Nope.
And expanded to stories based on unicorns, Bigfoot, and various anthropomorphized objects and even concepts. Try to say anthropomorphized, morphorized, whatever. That's
close
tough.
Enough.
The bizarre nature of Tingle's writings has led to his developing a cult reputation. And then it lists his short stories and his books. All right. Now, let me read you some of the... Now, you might have to dump me. I don't know. I've cleared some of these with you.
Geez.
Is this bad? These are some of the titles of this dude's books that are for sale on Amazon, a reputable retailer. The very first one that he wrote back in December of 2014 is My Billionaire Triceratops Craves Gay Ass.
Goodness, this guy's just...
That is the first book that he comes up with out of the chute, no pun intended.
I was going to say, Nick was going to go, goodness, this guy's hardcore.
Taken by the Gay Unicorn Biker. I think you've read that one, Joel. Have you read that? Are you waiting on the movie to come out?
I've read it at night.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I say boner? Oh, I can't.
Well, you just
I
did. Nick just put down the wing and went to the button.
Really? And I got to wait 8 seconds. That's my bad.
But you asked yourself first and you asked me on the air. You
Nick got shot in the back by a sniper. He went from the wing to like, and ran running over to the button.
I was thinking out loud.
Yes, you were again.
That's my bad. Damn it. And this show is the worst. I've been dumped 3 times in 4 years, and it's all been on this show.
And it's our fault. So the show's the worst.
This show is the worst. All right. I can't read that one, apparently, now that I know. There is my ass is haunted by the gay unicorn colonel. There is I'm gay for my living billionaire jet plane. It's the name of a book. Yeah.
How long are these books?
Unicorn Butt Cops, Beach Patrol.
Jeez.
The name of a
book. I almost dumped you there.
What? You can't say butt?
No, I thought you said something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you just shorten that title to Gay Watch instead of Baywatch?
That would probably work. Let's see. Pounded by the gay color-changing dress. Do you remember the dress that people couldn't tell the color of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he tries to take topics and make them into weird names. Here's one. Pounded in the butt by my own butt is the name of a book he wrote.
Oh my God.
This is weird.
So I thought you had said yesterday that they were like children's books. These are just regular books.
These are regular books. They're childish names. They're definitely childish names. But these are, dude, I'm telling you, just Wiki Chuck Tingle. There are more than I can read for various reasons, time being one of them, the FCC being the other. But there's Butt Wars, Rogue Buns. There is so he's got this thing going. There's that first book that he wrote, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. And then he starts writing new books. It's Pounded in the Butt by My Book, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. And then he writes another one later, which is Pounded in the Butt by My Book, Pounded in the Butt by My Book, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. And he keeps doing this continuously to where it's like done 7 times, and this is the name of his book.
Here's the scary thing. He's making money.
Yes, because I looked him up on Amazon just to see, were these actual books? Yeah, you can add these to your Kindle and start reading. And by the way, I do regret looking them up now, because you know how when you go to Amazon and you look up something and then it just starts throwing suggestions at you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and my wife shares my Amazon account, so it'll only be a matter of days before I get a text or we're laying in bed watching TV and she's on her iPad and looks over and goes, "What the bleep are you looking at
something
on Amazon?
Something you want to tell me, honey?"
Yeah. Yeah, are you on the down low right now, Barry? What is going on? I'm going to tell her that was research for the show. Joel wanted me to look it up because he didn't want Lisa to know.
Right. I'll take the hit for that, too.
Joel
like
didn't
everything
want
else.
Lisa to know, so I looked him up for him.
No, I'm with you, though, that on the other thing, too, because, like, Lisa sets that
Tingle.
Stuff up.
Yeah.
Like, if I go crazy on Amazon, she'll walk into the room. So you spent $180 at
she gets the
Finish
email.
Line, huh? Yeah, hon. Bought some shoes. Kind of like when you buy 18 different wardrobe changes for the news. It's part of my work.
Right. Yeah.
I'm buying work shoes.
And then he's got merchandise, guys.
This is crazy.
If you go to, I think you can go to, chucktingle.com. And, of course, he's got all of his books.
He's going to have you doing live reads next week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to read, he's been written in the New York Times. They talked about his books there. J.K. Rowling on Pounded by the Pound. he's literally got all this going on. Oh, God. But then he's got a apparel section. And Steph Curry McFlurry said he would buy some of the shirts. He's got a shirt that just says Space Raptor Butt Invasion. And it's got a raptor on what looks like, what are those Segways?
Yeah,
he's on a Segway in an astronaut outfit. This is beyond silly. It is beyond silly. But apparently this dude is...
You'd wear one of those?
I would rock one of those probably.
That's fashionable, Nick.
I would probably actually. He's got one that says Chuck Tingle, and instead of the John Deere logo, it's the unicorn. So I guess that goes with the gay unicorn books. I'd probably rock that shirt just for the fun of it. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I don't know about the ones with the naked dudes on them. I probably wouldn't rock those. I probably would not rock those. I probably would stay away
from
those.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, I would. No, there's no time and place for me to rock those. But I would wear some of the other stuff. It's all right. All right. Okay. I had to get that out of my system. That was funny. Chuck Tingle, look it up.
But be careful if you're in a relationship. What happens after you look it up?
Before this started, when I took that shot at Riff Raff, I have apparently pissed off the Riff Raff listener. The one guy that listens to Riff Raff has texted the show and was like, "How dare you disrespect Riff Raff? You put some respect on his name." No, I'm good. I don't need to. I'm good.
Yeah, you just put some respect on Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle, for sure. Riff Raff, yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
So there you have it. So when you're bored...
Somebody's texting,
Chuck Tingle.
Can you get traded to a dramatic reading of Pounding in the Butt by My Own Butt?
Yes! That would be fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Think we're you just gonna, got an idea.
I think we did, sir. I want to thank you so much for that text, because that is going to happen now.
I'm not saying that word. Yeah. I'm not saying that word.
That would literally be the whole thing. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying
no,
that.
I'm not saying, that. That. People are going to
we'll just play the outtakes.
That's what he'll say. People, I don't want people thinking I'm gay. It's like, Trey, it's a bit, dude. It doesn't matter. Read the damn book.
Only three glasses of wine and some Oasis. But I'm not saying that word. I'm
That's
just
so
saying.
Funny.
Boy. All right, so we got about a half hour left to go in the show. We got plenty more to talk about. Let us know if there's something on your mind, even if it is Chuck Tingle. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We have the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This one goes out to Chuck Tingle. ZZ Top going to be at Rodeo Houston tonight. It's time to rodeo with your Houston favorites, ZZ Top. This, of course, Nick, is Pearl Necklace. There you go. Great song by the Top.
Why would she hate jewelry? I don't understand.
But she's really upset with you again. You didn't do what she liked. I'll leave it there. If you want to do what you like and what the family likes, maybe your friends like, get to the Livestock Show and Rodeo. It is a fun time for everyone. For just $18, you get to see ZZ Top. You get all the rodeo action. You get to do some fine dining with some great food, some shopping with all the neat little stores they got in there, and, of course, carnival fun for the whole family. Buy your tickets right now. RodeoHouston.com for ZZ Top tonight. RodeoHouston.com. Did I hear right? The rodeo wraps up Sunday already?
Yeah, it kind of flew by, didn't it?
It really did. Yeah, but I think that's the case. So make sure you get out to the rodeo tonight. It'll be a perfect night. Of course, it's got a Houston feel to it when you mentioned ZZ Top's performing. Willie Nelson was last weekend. Kirsten was telling me that he was still in rare form.
High.
Probably as a kite. But at the same time, he had been having some health problems, and I was worried that he wasn't going to be able to make his appearance. But thank goodness, not only did he perform, but I heard he was very good.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, Willie.
Good for Willie.
He's an icon in the state of Texas,
right? Keep on plugging.
Of course.
Man. He said Snoop Dogg said that Willie Nelson was the only guy that he could not hang with when it came to smoking weed and getting high. Snoop Dogg said he's never met anyone that could hang with him.
Is that right?
Yeah. But then he sat down with Willie Nelson and they smoked weed, and he was just like, I can't keep up with the man. He smokes. Like, if you out high, if you out smoke weed with Snoop Dogg, that's gangster.
Yeah, you do. You deserve some sort of award. For sure.
Yeah. Like, why are we vilifying that man? That man's a national hero.
See, I've never
hero.
Done it, so I don't know. But do you build up a tolerance like you do with alcohol?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, I have friends that smoke weed all the time. And yeah, you end up, you go like if I were to go get high, one puff and I would be lit. But a lot of these guys, they could smoke like 2, 3, and 4 J's and then get on stage and tell jokes. And I'm like, how do you do that? I don't understand. Now, I did go see Snoop Dogg at House of Blues about 4 years ago. It was with a bunch of the Legacy crew.
Yep.
And it was pretty whack because he was really late. He came out way late, and he did. It was, I mean, okay, I say it was whack. It wasn't what I expected, but he was super blazed.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of lazy, you know. I mean, he did some of the hits and everything, but a bit disappointing. But he's getting old too. Hell, pretty soon he's gonna be coming out on a walker, just like, hey, what's up, Snoop Dogg in hell. It's like he's gonna be old. Gonna be old ass Snoop Dogg.
Sounds like Snoop Dogg went to the ZZ Top concert.
Yeah, he's gonna be. He's for every year that goes by, he gets 7 years older. So, all right.
Oh, it's a dog joke. I get it. Okay. So, did you see the fight last night? It wasn't a fight, but did you see the scuffle last night in the Warriors Thunder game
on Twitter?
The kerfuffle.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I saw.
Ah, I said it right this time. Suck it, grammar police.
Yeah, have the grammar police spell that without using spell check.
Kerfuffle.
I mean, it was seriously, to me, everybody was talking about it, but it really was much to do about nothing. And again, the Thunder just continue to find ways to look bad in the end. Because if you didn't see it, I mean, look, there, Samaj Christian, right, of the Thunder, which probably all of you are like, who? Right, exactly. I had to do the same thing. But they had a roster spot. Now he's actually on the floor playing. And right before the end of the half, everybody's lining up for a jump ball, and Steph Curry tries to get position to get between Westbrook and Christian, and the kid just pushed him. And Curry, who's, what, a buck 25 wet, but to his credit, turned around and said, okay, I'll take the first one, but not the second one. He pushed him again. So Curry goes back at him. Then Draymond Green gets into it. Then Westbrook gets into it. Then four technicals are issued. They go right back to the whole jump ball scenario. There's only like 5 seconds left. And lo and behold, off the jump ball, the Warriors get it, throw it into the front court. Curry, all in one motion, shoots about a 45-footer. And by the time it hits the bottom of the net, he's making airplane motions as he runs all the way through the tunnel and into the locker room. And you're like, yeah, you got again. They got you again. They're making you look bad again. Durant's not playing. They swept the season series. Everybody can say, you know, Westbrook can say, I don't even know who Curry is, because Curry said Harden gets the MVP vote. It's not even a matchup, gang. And it was embarrassing if you're a Thunder fan.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, oh, don't you want that first round matchup? Thunder, Warriors, wouldn't that be dramatic? No, that'd be a 4-game sweep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a matchup. It wouldn't be competitive at all.
Who do you think gives them a better series, Denver or OKC? At this point, I'm going to say Denver.
I'm going to say Denver as well. Yeah. Because again, like last night, Nick, you saw it firsthand. That's a track meet with a team that can play from the standpoint of playing that pace. They may not have all the superstar scores, but they can shoot it, they can score it. And when you got a big man, think about Pachulia trying to guard Jokic on the on the perimeter.
Yeah.
You know, that guy could do some work.
Plumlee's a big body down there.
Athletic as hell.
And you know, they said this the last two times that the Rockets played the Nuggets, that, you know, Bullard made the comment, and you can see it, that the Nuggets play a very similar style to the Rockets.
Yeah.
And they were effective. I mean, they're very effective. I mean, hell, they may match them point for point pretty much the whole night.
Through three quarters, both teams with but more than 90 points,
yeah,
and it was a one-basket game. That's hanging with a team. That's showing you that they can play. And look, they were leading for most of the game in Denver. So the fact of the matter is, don't sleep on Denver. And I'm not saying they're going to upset the Warriors, but no. I think from Golden State's perspective,
it's not a sweep. Right. I'd say that. It's not a sweep.
I don't know.
No,
it still might be a sweep, but at the same time, I think it'd be a more competitive series, because you know, with the Thunder, the head of the snake and the straw that stirs the drink and every other aspect of it, if you slow and take Russell Westbrook out of the game, you've beaten the Thunder.
Yeah.
True.
That's my biggest fear about the Rockets. I think in the playoffs, if they go, whoever they play in the first round or second round, whatever it is, if they go and just suffocate James Harden, you're not getting the ball, and then when you do, you're going to get doubled, and someone else is going to beat us.
I think that can be
a problem.
I disagree with you, because if you look how Ryan Anderson creates his, you know, drives the bucket and creates some shots, Lou Williams can do the same. Eric Gordon was driving the lane like crazy last night. I think those guys can create, because, you know, during the broadcast, they were saying two nights in a row how the Nuggets were literally taking away the three-point. They were guarding the perimeter and giving them the you know, drives to the basket, and the Rockets had to settle for that and take them, and they did. They still ended up winning both games. There's more than just James that can create a shot. I mean, Lou Williams ran the pick and roll, you know, a lot in L.A., and he can still run it here with these big guys. So I think, yeah, you can take away James, but I think there's enough guys on this team to pick up the slack as far as scoring goes.
It's going to be lineup adjustments, and I'm not going to make this long-winded. I'm just going to say that because of the fact that at any one time, the way D'Antoni puts his lineups out there, you have three shooters. We've talked about Beverly and Ariza. They're great when they get spot-up clean looks with no one around them. Contested shots are a whole different story. So if you focus your defense, and here's the other thing, even if you don't just take, it's not just taking away James, but the other thing the teams that are going to play them in the playoffs are going to do is they're going to focus on taking away the perimeter shot. They're going to load up the perimeter and say, you're going to beat us a different way. One, because it's going to make them a little bit uncomfortable, and two, it's because they just haven't had the reps doing it, because they've gotten the threes whenever they've wanted them. And I think you're going to see teams, especially when they have athletic wing players or guys that can versatile enough to play two and three positions, they're going to send everybody out to the three-point line and say, find a way to get find the hot shooter, and also find a way to beat us other than with the three.
But they did that. That was my point. They
but it's
did
the Denver Nuggets. It's the Denver Nuggets. I'm talking
team.
About I'm talk, right now, yes. But I'm saying a first round versus getting to the Western Conference Finals, it's going the competition level is going to go up with each series, and you're going to see Popovich. You're going to see Steve Kerr. You're going to see them try, as I've said, in the playoffs, it's all about taking something away that you've done and forcing the team to do something differently. I think that those are two of the whether they work or not, those are two of the strategies you're going to see. Try to take the ball out of James's hands and also try to really overplay the perimeter.
Last word.
No, here, I'll tell you this, though. I mean, isn't that the kind of the goal, though, like with most teams? Because you look at the shot chart after every Rockets game, you see that, what, 90% of the shots are behind the three-point line? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a coach, why aren't you attacking the perimeter?
They are. I mean, the Nuggets did the last two games. They're running at them, and the Rockets, I mean, I got to go look at the shot chart again, but a lot of their points came from the paint.
Yeah, but see, the thing is,
they've and not just James.
And they've overcome, there's been times where they've, you know, teams really emphasize on the perimeter defense and the Rockets struggled, and there's been times where Rockets overcame it, even by taking bad shots and still making it. So it just really depends on the team. Denver showed that they can play some perimeter defense for sure. But it'd be interesting to see who they play in the first round. I mean, I don't know. It'd be, playoffs is obviously different, and I think everybody's going to turn it up a notch, including the Rockets. So it'll be interesting to see how they finish off, you know, how they play their perimeter game in the playoffs, in the postseason.
See, they have a shot chart on the ESPN page, but they don't show, like, points in the paint. I guess you'd have to go full box score to see if they have, like, points in the paint.
They're not bad in points in the paint. They keep up with teams in points in the paint. I keep up with that a lot when I go to the Rockets.
Yeah. And layups, because the other thing that people don't realize is a layup is a point in the paint, even if it's on the fast break.
Exactly.
Yeah, now they're not, yeah. I mean, certainly they're not posting anyone up. I mean, you might see James post up a smaller guard every once in a while, or Ryan Anderson post up a smaller power forward, or if he's got a three on him, he may go down and post up. But yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these guys have a low post game, but I'm saying I think they can get to the bucket if teams are taking away the three-point shot. I think all three of their guards, Williams, Gordon, and Harden, can create off the dribble. Well, that's all I'm saying.
There's no doubt about that. It's just, like I said, it's going to be about lineups, too, like who they put out there together. You know, are they going to – he might have to play them, like, go small, like last night. Might have to play them more, and I hate that I did that because then I end up saying – now I have to face the wrath of the last word. But we have one segment left to go, and that's all we have in our show, and then we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So if you do want to be a part of it, please participate. And then after the show, we're always available. We watch our Twitters, and we like to respond to tweets. So please feel free to have at it, whether you call, you text, or you just hit us up on Twitter. We have the usual suspects. It's ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one segment to go. Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4. We are participatory in so many different ways. In fact, we take part in both the listener bracket of March Madness, and also we have our own side bracket for those of us within the four walls. But we do it with the spirit of good fun and competition, and the listeners have a chance to interact with us. And because of all that, Scott in Deer Park wants to get in here right now and talk about how he's gotten out of the gates rather quickly in his bracket, I believe, Barry.
Yeah. Good afternoon to both of you gentlemen.
Hello,
what's up, man?
Scott.
And, hello, Scott.
I'd like to start this conversation with saying how much I appreciate Barry leaving the tickets to his show last week. My wife had a wonderful time. She was really impressed. And
very good, man. I'm glad y'all had fun.
Yeah. No, dude. Barry, you were coolest dude on the planet.
Appreciate it, man.
With that said, how do you not get your bracket to load into Galmedia?
I screwed that up. Nick and Joel can both tell you that I literally was the first one to do the bracket. While we were on the show, I was logging in, submitting it, and I have no idea if I didn't save it or what. but it's not. Yeah. But I'll tell you this: it's the same bracket that I would.
Aren't you on that? You know, you're a few years older than me, right? You're kind of on the edge of being a millennial.
What? You're going kind of
on the edge, just kind of a little bit.
If I was older than you, I'd be further away from being a millennial than you. Exactly. I'm 43.
I'm just saying. How old are you? Like, with that said,
Scott, how old are you?
The dog.
Scott, stop avoiding the question. Stop avoiding the question. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Oh God, Jesus! Oh, do we have medical attention close by?
AARP.
Jeez, you better.
53. I'm surprised you can work a telephone.
But you know what?
That's technology.
A 53-year-old can get his bracket to load up.
I was busy giving away free tickets to shows, man. I don't know what to tell you. I screwed that up.
I know, dude. I know, man.
I screwed that up.
I just wanted to jerk you. Your chain, guy. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for the picture for Twitter on the honorary dollar. I can't wait.
I was going to say, I don't know what picture. I know it was just going to be a dollar that I signed that said, you're awesome and I suck.
There's no picture involved. You kept telling me we were betting pictures. I can't wait. I'm just saying, man.
First of all, I don't know what conversation you had. You had to have been drunk, but it was a dollar. And I'll keep my word on the dollar because my bracket does suck.
I know you will. I know you will. It's just that damn, I'm rather amazed, man. I'm just rather amazed.
I screwed it up.
All right, gentlemen, man. I appreciate y'all. It's really cool listening to y'all.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for the call. I did. I screwed up.
You're an IT expert, too.
I knew he was I almost just knew he was going to bring that up.
I dumped him. He didn't drop an S-bomb, did he?
No.
Okay.
No, he's fine.
I dumped him at the end. I ain't going to lie.
No, he didn't.
Nick, my man is an IT expert and self-proclaimed geek squad captain.
Okay, no.
And yet he couldn't load his bracket.
How am I?
He had his damn mugshot on the freaking bracket thing and couldn't load the bracket to go with it.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. Have you ever made a mistake,
So Joel? How did you guys do this with the bet? I do it every day.
Have you ever made a mistake?
I come back in here.
Have you ever made a mistake,
How Joel? Did you guys do this then?
I'm just going to have to figure out what the points would be in the gal bracket because my bracket would have been the same. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I could have said I would have had different picks.
But you did both brackets, right? So you can just use the other one?
I mean, I did the Houston game day, the Sunday show bracket, and then I did and Shock even told me to get him to just enter that one, and I should have. But I was like, oh, no, I'm in the gal bracket. No big deal. We're going to get it taken care of there. But I did the pay bracket, our office bracket that AJ
That's what
set
I'm saying.
Up.
You did those two, right?
But in those two, I had the same bracket. So I would have used that bracket in the gal bracket as well. In fact, that's what I was doing during the show. I pulled up the original one I did and was copying it over. And I don't know why it didn't save. But, look, I'm out in the East. I have no teams left in the East. That's how bad my bracket
East,
is right
now. That's pretty much I'm everybody. Dead. I mean, not everybody to this point, but I'm saying for the most part, most people that are basketball aficionados to any degree or watching or paying attention has lost at least one of their Final Fours with losing Nova, Louisville, and Duke.
Yeah.
And most people's winner was either Duke or Louisville. I'm sorry, Duke or Villanova.
Yeah, I mean a lot of brackets out there in the hall that were taped up on our wall from our office pool had Villanova winning. So yeah. I'm still alive with Kentucky and West Virginia.
I don't think you're as bad as you think.
Oh well, I think West Virginia's probably. I don't know though, man. You think you give West Virginia a shot against Gonzaga? You think they could beat them?
They got to make their threes.
Yeah.
You know, last game they were really on with their threes, and if they are, then I think that they can compete. But again, it's a college basketball. It's not like the NBA where we were talking about Warriors Thunder. On any given night, and we were talking about this in the first round, you see these one seeds having their hands full and only winning by 5 or 6 points with a 16 or how many times you see the 10 or 11 seed makes a little run.
Yep.
So, yeah, I definitely think West Virginia's got you. They're very well coached.
So.
Huggy Bear coaches them well.
I need them to make the Final Four for me to have a chance at any kind of redemption. Because, like I said, I've missed on everything in the East. I have basically Purdue and Kansas left.
You're not bad.
In the Midwest. I'm good in the South. My only miss was Cincinnati.
I got three Final Four teams left, but
look at you.
Yeah, but
ballin'.
I just
that's why you're in second place right now in the gal media.
I didn't even look at the places, but that's
good to know. Yeah, you're tied with Raj for second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys have 47 points each. Chris Taylor has 49. Jonathan and AJ are fourth place with 46th. And my dumbass is all the way down there in 11th with 42.
Out of how many people?
Out of 17.
All right.
I'll take that. I have 35 picks right. Which you know, I mean, people
Where's
in
Nick
sixth
at?
Place have that. Nick did not do this bracket. He was too cheap to pay the $20.
I did not. I did not pay.
Why not?
It wasn't really about the money. It was really about
me
just not doing it on time, honestly.
Everyone in this place, plus you listeners, made fun of me for not wanting to pay the $20. And I did.
I've
only paid 10 so far.
I sat here out there and said, if you don't want to play, you don't have to play.
I put my bracket on layaway. But
it's an installment plan.
Yeah, I'll make a monthly payment.
I think AJ's the one that started everything because he was the one that came in here. He's like, was he bitching about the $20 earlier in the show?
I'm
like,
yeah, you're putting that on me. But we said it. You said it to me off air, and I said you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it, dude. You just do the one for free.
He bullied me. Joel bullied me into doing it.
Here we go.
Him and AJ put me in a corner and bullied me until I said I'd do it.
Until you started reading stories.
It's one of the reasons why I don't gamble. I'm just not smart enough, man. I go to Vegas, and that's when I gamble. I'll place a small bet, and that's about it.
Do you always lose at Vegas?
No, I don't really lose that much. When I gamble, like in general, like online or something, I always lose. But in Vegas, I don't lose that much because I don't bet that much.
That's smart. That's probably smart.
Your United States team, by the way, is got a chance with a win tonight to get into the championship game of the World Baseball
Classic. That's something I wanted to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah. I wanted to talk about the WDBC.
You see the guy get picked off of first base after the single?
I did not.
Last night?
I did not. I want to know where the hell all these guys from the Netherlands came from. There's no way.
But from the Netherlands. Guy hits a single, and he's doing what we were talking about with, who was it that was celebrating at second base? The Baez?
Yeah.
When he was catching to get the guy out.
And he got picked
off. Hits a single, and he's looking at the bench, and he's pumping his fist and giving him the, yeah, man, I'm the, and...
Oh.
Just gets lasered out at first base for sleepwalking. So,
not good.
All right, there you go. There you go for another day in the books. Another good show. Fun was had by all, I hope. And plenty more to go in another full week. We are here again tomorrow. We'll try and get Kevin McHale tomorrow or see what his schedule's like to get him tomorrow or Thursday. But we should have Fran Fraschilla later in the week as we get ready for the Sweet 16. So we're going to work on that for you as well. But plenty of guests, lots of good content, and, of course, lots of fun and shenanigans because that's why we're the usual suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.